105.7 KPMX. CPR means something. But to some people, it means something different. And one of those people is Jeff Scheel, who is the CEO. Is that right? Or COO?
No, I'm the executive director.
The executive director.
Someday I might be CEO.
There you go. There you go. I'm sorry. All right. So let's talk about this. You've got the big party coming up.
I do. We've got a block party coming up on Saturday.
Well, first of all, let's talk about CPR.
CPR, Clear Path Recovery.
Okay. So that's the reason for the party.
Yeah.
Is recovery.
Well, kind of. Let's just call it a block party that the rehab's going to throw for the community.
Okay.
That's really all we want to look at it as. I mean, I'm throwing a party. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some food and some stuff going on. But really, I'm just bringing out what we're doing to the community. That's what the whole point of the event is. That and have a good time.
So what time is it? When is it? What are the absolute details? And then we'll get into the esoteric.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., right behind me here on Main Street, we're going to have Mud County show up and have a shindig. We're going to have a block party with food trucks. I'm going to have a little speech telling everybody what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and where we're going. And, yeah, it's just a good shindig of a time.
So what's it going to cost for people to come downtown and enjoy that?
Whatever anybody wants to pay. It's a free will donation.
So it's a free will donation.
That's exactly it. Some people have money to pay. Some people just want to listen to music. That's how I live my life.
And to be clear, the money will go to pay for Clear Path Recovery.
Right. I mean, it is a fundraiser, but that's not the reason why I'm doing this. You know what? A little bit of money always helps.
Sure.
We're building something huge. And, you know, all the help we can get is going to help. I'll tell you that.
The reason for the party is to introduce yourself to people.
I'm going to talk about the board. I'm going to talk about what we're doing. We're going to have some Greble. Well, it's not going to be Greble, but we're going to have some donuts from Greble House.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's just that's kind of the vibe I want to go with. Something chill, something where people can ask me questions, hang out, you know, even have a beer if you want. We're going to have a beer garden.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt a thing.
No.
And it will be right here in front of the radio station,
right,
as you said.
Yep.
Right directly behind you is where the stage will be set up. And people are free to come and go as they want. Bring your friends, bring your family.
Bring a bag chair. I'm going to have tables and chairs here.
Okay.
But you know what? I always like to sit a little closer to the stage, and I'm not going to sit the chairs right up there. So
Okay. People
bring your chairs, bring your friends, family, bring your kids. I mean, I'm going to bring my kids there, so.
And the live music is probably, I think, the one component that brings everybody together.
It really does. I mean, you know, I came up with this idea, and I've got, you know, my best friend Lee Lipstrew has a couple bands, and I called him up, and I'm like, Lee, I've got a heck of a good idea. Let me see what you think about this. And this idea originally started with him having the Juke Joint Cruisers, and we were going to have all kinds of stuff, but I kind of pulled it back and said, let's focus on just having a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that is the entire point. And we want to make sure that people get that word. So where else can they find out more information?
Facebook. That's the best place. I mean,
Clear Path Recovery on Facebook.
Yes, sir. We have flyers everywhere around town. We have updates on what's going on with the rehab on Facebook. We're moving leaps and bounds forward. I'll tell you, we're a little stressed right now because we applied for $1.2 million in grant funding.
Yeah.
With a change in behavioral health. I won't get into the details, but there was a huge, really positive change in July with mental health care in the state of Colorado.
Okay.
So with that change, you know, there's hiccups. And it's government. You just had Byron in here. He's on my board. And I talked to him in the lobby here. And, you know, things are slow, but things are really going the right direction.
Well, and he was one of the reasons that for mental health care in Colorado taking a good turn.
Exactly. Why do you think I put him on my board?
Yeah, he fought hard.
He did.
And especially for rural Colorado.
Exactly. He's a huge advocate for this. So, you know, that's really what the event is about, is advocacy. It's talking about things. It's bringing these, I guess, kind of hard topics a little bit to the forefront and not put the stigma around them and just, you know, have open conversation is really what it is.
Were you downtown a couple of weekends ago? I've even got a T-shirt that says Stop the Stigma.
You know, I had my son's football game in
Morgan.
So you know what I did do? I drove by, I gave him a little toot toot of my horn, gave him a thumbs up. And I'm like, I will totally try to make it next year. But gosh, life is so fast.
It is fast. The one good thing is there are organizations all across this corner of the state.
Exactly.
That are They're engaged in getting people to be better.
To be better. I mean, why not? We could call it that.
All right.
I mean, it's one of those things. I like how you said that because really, that's my journey in recovery. Be a little bit better today than I was yesterday.
Okay.
And not a lot. It's all just right. A little bit of progress.
I was just losing track of my words today, but that turned out okay then for right? me. Because you do want to improve yourself. Mm-hmm. You should be on a daily quest to improve yourself.
Yep.
You and I had very much the same sort of, in order to do that, we got to do this first.
Exactly.
And get that out of the way, which is what you help for. And that's one of the things we haven't talked about today, but I think people ought to know about ClearPath and what the mission is and how it's different than, say, just any other recovery efforts going on around here.
Right. I mean, we have a lot of recovery stuff going on out here, which is amazing.
And good.
It's all good. Amazingly good. I mean, we are flush with peer support specialists. We're flush with groups and things like that that are really just trying to cater to that side of it. I'm doing something just a little bit more substantial. I want to get that front end side, the medically assisted detox, the inpatient residential care. Those things we don't have out here.
Right.
And the darndest thing about this is I had the wild idea. I'm like, why haven't we done this out here? How hard could it be? I'll tell you what. I'm finding out how hard it could be, and I'm doing very well at navigating that, but you know, that's really what it is. I have the willingness to figure out what the answers are. I have the willingness to really work hard at this and just keep moving forward. So,
how hard can it be is a rhetorical question that doesn't stay in that realm very often, does it?
Oh, no, it does not.
It jumps back into reality really quickly, especially if you try something.
Right.
So the grants, writing the grants, that's going to be one of the biggest single sources of funding.
Right? Really, it is. I'm not really wanting to put this as a burden on the community. There's a lot of mental health funds out there. It just takes the navigation, the wherewithal to do this. So that's where my role is on this. Have the wherewithal, figure out how to do it, and by gosh, put that grant in. So that's our direction. I mean, the little bit of help that we can get from the community is what we're going to, you know, it's what we're relying on a little bit at this point, but we're moving forward. We have grand plans for after this thing is sustainable. I mean, music is a huge part of my life.
Right.
It's a big part of my story and my recovery. So really, I have some plans for amphitheaters and things like that, and to have this annual block party. And the reason why I say it's annual, I'm hoping we can grow this and we get, you know, other acts and just have this community engagement and say, you know what, every year around September, mid part of September, ClearPath is going to have a concert. We got to keep our eyes open for that.
Absolutely. You want this to be a destination for people.
Exactly. And that's really what the goal is. You know, I'm not trying to make this any sort of like recovery mecca like Fort Lauderdale would be, but I am looking to say that we have something here.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Well, and that's the other thing is that a place like ClearPath wouldn't necessarily cater to just local folks.
No, that's kind of part of the marketing part of this to fill the gap, because rural Colorado, we don't have a lot of people, but we have people here.
Yeah.
But to keep a rehab like what I'm putting together sustainable, you know, some marketing, some bringing some people outside of our service area to help our area. But the interesting thing on how I have it developed on that side is we're kind of using people that are coming into our rehab from outside of our region to fill a gap to help us with a revenue so we can actually give scholarships out to people in our area to come for free.
Nice.
And that's our end goal, is we want to be able to help people in our area come for no charge.
All right. And the idea is if you want to find out more, just be right where we are. Well, be about 10 feet north of where we are now on Saturday.
Yeah. As a contractor, I'd say that's probably about 13 feet.
Okay.
But no, just be out here, ready to have fun, bring some bag chairs. It's supposed to be a beautiful evening. It's not supposed to be hot. It's not supposed to be cold. Maybe a little breeze, and we're not going to say sprinkles, but you know.
We could see a breeze.
Yeah.
Cool. What? And that will allow us to walk up to each other and say, what's up? Cool breeze.
Exactly. It'll be that fun.
There you go.
All right.
Jeff Scheel from ClearPath Recovery, my guest. And if you want to find out more, go to Facebook.
Yeah, go to Facebook, ClearPath Recovery. I would really tell people, just come over here, I'm a heck of a talker. So pull on my shirt a little bit and say, hey, Jeff, I got a question for you.
The one question, the only question you need. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh. The gate's open.
And the gate's open. Well, I think it's going to be a good time. And I think, honestly, I can do is wish you the best of luck for everything that ClearPath is hoping to do.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Jeff Scheel, my guest this morning. Coming up next, we'll be chatting with folks from Northeast Colorado Health Department.